There's no biblical record of what Jesus and his disciples did on Wednesday of Holy Week. It's assumed he may have stayed in Bethany to rest, surrounded by friends who loved him and believed in him. Several days earlier, following the raising of Lazarus from the dead, Jesus attended a dinner in Bethany that was apparently held in his honor. It was served in the home of Simon, identified as a leper, whom Jesus must have previously cleansed. The Bible gives us a glimpse of a very beautiful and meaningful scene that took place there. While Jesus was in Bethany in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured out on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. While we don't know for sure what Jesus did on Wednesday, the Bible does tell us what his enemies were up to. Although they thought they were operating in total secrecy, Jesus was fully aware of their evil plotting. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they schemed to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. "But not during the festival," they said, "or there may be a riot among the people." Today, on Wednesday, take time to rest. And as you do, consider the scene in the home of Simon the leper and contrast it with the scene in the palace of Caiaphas. They were radically different. Both scenes took place within hours of each other, revealing that who Jesus is and what he says has great impact. He cannot be ignored. How is he treated in your home? Either he is believed and beloved, or he is hated and rejected. Well, I'm sure no one in your home would admit to hating Jesus. Neglect, dismissal, unbelief, or even ignorance of him is rejection. There can be no middle ground. Tomorrow, Thursday, we will continue to see this contrast.